Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Images of New York City police using orange mesh fencing to herd protesters, beating some and spraying others with what appears to be pepper spray, have drawn attention to the 10-day-long Occupy Wall Street movement. Since September 17th, at times, hundreds of activists have been camping in Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan and marching on Wall Street. In the flare-up over the weekend, demonstrators say police used excessive force. New York police say protesters who engage in civil disobedience can expect to be arrested. Well, while that dispute shakes out, what do the protesters want? Let's ask one. Nalini Stamp is with us. Nalini, you're out getting supplies for the camp, but at this fracas over the weekend, you say you were knocked down by a policeman?
Correct. I was knocked down by an officer after I was worried because I heard a bunch of officers repeatedly saying to a girl who was detained, rough her up.
Well, the police are denying some of the claims like yours, but we will have the tape at hereandnow.org, and people can judge for themselves. The question that a lot of people now have, who are now, you know, kind of aware of you, what is it that the group wants? What is it that Occupy Wall Street wants?
We do not have a list of demands, but we have a process. We want to show the world that true democracy can actually be attained. And we are evolving our message every day to be inclusive to all people who feel that they are the 99%.
And by 99%, you mean what?
The middle class of the states who don't own 60% of the wealth as the top 1% does.
Well, there's a list of demands published at the website. It's everything from ending capital punishment. We remember that Troy Davis was executed in Georgia last week. To ending wealth inequality, ending the modern Gilded Age, ending health profiteering, ending poverty, ending joblessness. You know, Gina Belafonte of the New York Times went down to spend some time with your group. Do you think that she might be right that maybe there's just too wide a net being thrown here, too many sort of amorphous demands?
Well, actually, our demands have not been published. The folks at the General Assembly that are at Zuccotti Park, the other websites that have said that they were affiliated with us, such as Adbusters, have published demands without our approval.
Let me ask you about that, Nalini. Who is behind this event? You mentioned Adbusters. That's the not-for-profit anti-consumer group that's based in Vancouver. It's also been said that Anonymous, the internet-based group that's launched civil disobedience campaigns in the past, is behind this. Who is behind this?
This is an ever-evolving thing. Directly behind this, we have a General Assembly, which is welcome to all who want to be a part of it. We have meetings every day at 1 p.m. and at 7 p.m. So it was a bunch of different groups who were fed up with the problems that they face, fed up with debt, fed up with not having a roof over their head or food on the table. So this, it wasn't just one organization or another. It was just a bunch of concerned people and organizations that came together in the General Assembly.
And how did you get involved, Nalini?
I saw the actual ad for it on Facebook. And just folks who I know who have been a part of the movement to, you know, hold corporate America accountable. And they told me about it, and it just kind of spread like wildfire.
Well, you say spread like wildfire, and there's certainly a lot of tension now after this tape has come out. But, you know, Gina Belafonte and others are asking, why aren't there more people there? New York has perhaps one of the greatest disparities between rich and poor. As she writes, Wisconsin gets far more people to protest the state budget there. Why aren't more people out?
Well, it is tough to come out and stay out when you're thinking immediately about living paycheck to paycheck. In the last 12 days that we've been out there, we've seen our numbers grow by tenfold. We've been giving out free food. We've been inviting the homeless in. And we've got a lot more organizations who are showing their support. And we believe that by next week, we are going to grow by a lot. Our numbers are going to triple.
Nalini Stamp, one of the activists in the Occupy Wall Street movement. They're protesting the financial inequality in the country, and have been camping out in Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan for about 10 days now. Nalini, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Robin.